USA News, I'm Dave Collins. While supporters of former President Trump wait for his arrival at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, those against him are also there. Ryan Lee explains why he's proud of Fulton County DA Fannie Willis.
For letting Trump know that the shenanigans they pulled in 2020 were insane and illegal, and it's something to be celebrated that he's finally being held to account here in Fulton County.
Meanwhile, there are growing indications the former president will surrender on election interference charges at the Fulton County Jail around 7:30 this evening Eastern Time. Trump agreed earlier this week to a $200,000 bond, and the agreement explicitly bars him from using social media to target co-defendants or witnesses. Abolishing the Department of Education and giving more educational control back to the states are among the ideas from Republican presidential candidates. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy wants Department of Education money to focus more on students. While education is among several issues, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum wants more state control. Eight candidates participated in a debate on the Fox News Channel Wednesday. Former Florida Senator Rick Scott has his thoughts on who won last night.
All of them give the Republican voters opportunities to learn more about each of these candidates. So I think the winner last night was the voters.
The debate featured eight candidates, including Governor Ron DeSantis, but not former President Trump, who chose instead to do an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Frogs, crayfish, and mosquitoes. That's what Californians have to look forward to. More of those critters as a result of Tropical Storm Hillary are in town. Wildlife experts are mostly concerned with the mosquitoes, which they say will have many more opportunities to lay eggs in the newly created standing water. Authorities in Hawaii say 92% of the search is complete. The death toll stands at 115. This is USA News.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Ukraine is marking its Independence Day today while at war with Russia. President Biden said in a statement that U.S. support for Ukraine is unwavering and enduring. Biden's comments come after entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis both said they would cut funding to Ukraine if elected president. Southern California officials confirmed that a retired Ventura Police Department sergeant was the gunman at an Orange County biker bar. John Snowling is believed to have been targeting his estranged wife in Wednesday night shooting at Cook's Corner in Trebeco Canyon. Snowling was killed in a shootout with Orange County Sheriff's deputies. New York State's Labor Department is launching a process to connect migrants with jobs. Natalie Migliore has more.
Governor Hochul says the latest effort will allow asylum seekers to immediately start working once they're granted legal work authorization.
New Yorkers from across the state, Democrats and Republicans, have asked me for help placing these migrants into jobs. Jobs that have gone unfilled for too long.
Hochul says some migrants might have to relocate to other parts of the state to get work, but the primary goal is to alleviate overburdened shelters. It comes the same day the governor sent a letter to the Biden administration, formally requesting he take executive actions to alleviate the strain the crisis has put on New York.
Season 7 of Rick and Morty is scheduled to return on October 15th. The new season will feature 10 new episodes. I'm Dave Collins. You're listening to USA News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.